Welcome to another edition of The Arts Page. On this week's program, the National Pantomime and No Boy Like Amanda. The Little Theatre Movement, LTM, has been producing the National Pantomime for over 7 decades. Now in its 72nd staging, the pantomime is still going strong.
What we're trying to do is to bring back some of the rhythms and things which used to be very popular in Jamaica at one time.
Script writer for this year's pantomime, The Golden Macafat, Barbara Gloudon. The pantomime runs from Boxing Day, December 26th, through to the New Year. For ticket information, call the Little Theatre's box office at 926-6129 or 926-6603. Bring the entire family for an evening of adventure, fun and laughter at the 2013-2014 pantomime staging, The Golden Macafat. The book No Boy Like Amanda has been making waves locally after winning the Book Industry Association of Jamaica's Publishing Award for Best Children's Chapter Book 2013. It was also named the official book of the week for the Jamaica Readers Association's National Readers Week 2013. Hope Barnett is the author of No Boy Like Amanda.
It is based on my experience growing up in St. Anne. And so I've always been thinking about how good it was, how nice it was growing up in the country, you know, back in the day when you were outside playing with your siblings, having fun, and sort of comparing with nowadays where kids tend to stay indoors a lot and, you know, play with their computers and all that's fine. But really, I think they're missing out on the joys of playing outside and that sort of thing. It has been in my head for a long time, this story. And so one day I just decided that, okay, you know, I've had these experiences. I want to share it and put it in the form of a story that other persons could identify with. And possibly children could think, oh, you know, this is a good way to spend a summer holiday or any holiday for that matter.
Set in rural Jamaica in a fictional North Coast town, No Boy Like Amanda tells the story of a young girl in a loving family with 4 boys and meager resources. She tries very hard to fit in with her brothers, who always seem to be having a lot of fun while excluding her. But Amanda is not a tomboy. She does not take naturally to the games and other activities, so her involvement usually ends in disaster. Readers follow Amanda through her journey with a lot of laughter and some tears along the way.
It's very, very easy read for an 8-year-old. In fact, there are some kids who are younger than 8 who are good readers who have been able to read it. Even if they're young and they cannot read it themselves, their parents can read it to them because it's a chapter book. The book itself has a lot of strong themes. Good parenting with Amanda and her family, and it addresses conflict resolution among kids, sibling rivalry, you know, determination, friendship, and all of that. Very positive themes.
Author Hope Barnett. So if you're looking for a good book set in Jamaica to encourage your children to know more about their culture, consider No Boy Like Amanda. That's it for this edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.